There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Pennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. And I'm delighted to introduce to you your newest senior instructor, Dr. Matthew McCarrick. He is a trauma and critical care doctor. Welcome, Dr. Matthew McCarrick.
Well, thanks a lot, Vinny. It's really great to be here, and I'm so excited and really appreciative of your time to have this opportunity.
You know, let me introduce how we met. Class, I was listening to, you know, the commercials during the break, and I heard this commercial for a device called a Sling Bow, S-L-I-N-G, bow, from a company called Slingbows.com. So, I wrote down the phone number, and I called the number for slingbow.com, and I was talking to Dr. Matthew McCarrick, and I was fascinated that he is a medical doctor. He's a trauma and critical care doctor, and he works at a hospital, and he's an inventor, and he invented this device called the Sling Bow, and you're going to get a chance to see it and meet Dr. Matthew McCarrick at the Get Prepared Expo. And so we've talked a couple times off air about medicine and things, and I'm just delighted to have you as part of our faculty.
Well, thank you very much. This is very different from my normal day, so it's just a lot of fun for me, and it's been really great.
So you have an hour without blood, right?
Yeah, that's it. And I'll deal with critically ill children mostly, so it's a lot of boogers, and that's all right. So a lot of tears, a lot of snot, and that's okay.
Yeah. Let's talk about critical care for part of this broadcast hour. It's no fun for anybody when family members in the hospital, right?
Absolutely.
So what do you recommend that a family, what does a family do when a loved one, let's say a child or a member is of the family is in serious critical condition and is in the hospital? What does the doctor in charge want the family to do?
That's a pretty easy one, but it can get very complicated, and so I apologize for the long answer right up front. But it is a complicated situation. I think first of all is people have to remember that doctors are people, and that means all the negatives that goes along with that. Most of the doctors that you're going to meet chose medicine for a reason, and most often they chose it for the right reason. And so the vast majority of the doctors that you're going to work with, just as importantly, I would say nurses and respiratory therapists and all of the other people that work in the hospital, most of them went into it for a good reason, and they want to help the people that they're serving. And really it's that they do view themselves as there to serve the families. But that doesn't mean that everybody is always nice or patient or not overworked or tired. And so certainly it's important to be a little bit forgiving of, you know, your nurse that is getting yelled at by the family in the next room, then walks into your room wanting to help you, but still, you know, maybe stressed out or tired or harassed. But the vast majority of people do want to help the families that they're working with. And I do pediatrics primarily. So mostly it's a sick child, and we expect people to be upset and scared and angry or all of those things when they're dealing with a sick child who's in a life-threatening situation. So we do want to help people get through that, but we need to form some sort of what we call a therapeutic relationship with the family, and that means that the family has just a bigger a role in that relationship as we do. We're part of that team, and the family immediately becomes part of that team. But it's like even a sports team, you don't always get to choose who you're with, and you have to form that relationship very quickly and learn to trust and rely on each other almost instantaneously, which is it's a lot to ask of people. We do it every day, but for somebody who's never been in that situation before, for us to expect them to jump into that role comfortably and easily is a lot to ask of the families that we work with. But I would say most often it goes pretty well. But there are expectations of the family, too.
I can tell you that when someone in our family ends up in the hospital, we have one of our family members there 24 hours a day. And
very smart.
Is it very smart?
Oh, goodness, no. First of all, I think years ago that was the attitude, that the families were in the way. And I think that's changed a lot. I think a good example is that the hospital that I work in, we do what's called family-centered rounds, which is the nurses keep in touch with the family. We round at the same time every day. However, if the family can't be there at that time, we do our rounds, but then we contact the family and update them on what's going on. If the family is available, we try to, you know, if mom stepped out to go get breakfast, then we'll round on another patient, but then come back to that one. And then we invite the families to join us on rounds. And you, for a non-outsider, that's a big deal because we have medical students and residents, and we have to teach and correct medical students and residents, and we're doing it right in front of the family. So if my resident says something that I disagree with or that I think is wrong, I'll correct them right in front of the mother of the child who that resident is taking care of. And so our residents and medical students, they learn a lot of humility really fast. And the good news is somebody did this to me when I was at that stage. So I certainly am fairly gentle with them and try to do it in a way that's professional. But again, parents have stood there and watched me say to a resident, "No, you're wrong," right in front of them. And that's the new way of doing things. And if the medical team is not talking openly in front of you and you're the family members of that patient, that should be a huge red flag. So we welcome the families in our work rounds, and they're there seeing what's going on behind the scenes as well. And we encourage that sort of thing. And again, if you're in a place where you find that people don't seem to want you involved as the family, you might want to look at getting somewhere else, because that's the new way of doing things. But we also find, quite frankly, Vinny, is that when the families are there, it forces us to step up our game. You know, we really so we think the patient gets better care when the families are there. So we encourage it.
Well, that's fascinating, and that was our experience as well. But you know what you're saying about the rounds is quite fascinating to me, because I think what I'm hearing is telling the intern, no, 1 cc, no, 1 cc will kill Grandpa Joe here.
Right.
Well, I really meant 1/10 of a cc, don't you think?
Right.
Is that what you're talking about?
We were talking micrograms, not milligrams, buddy, something like that. I mean, it's exactly right. And we go through every single medication every day. and all of the plans for all the medicines every day. And I can't, you'd be surprised how many children now that we deal with who are chronically on medications long term. And so if the parents show up to rounds, we will make the residents report not only the dose of the medicine, but the amount. So if we're saying the kid needs 300 milligrams of this, I make the resident repeat it and tell me how many mLs, so that the parents will say, yeah, at home we give 3 mLs, so that we're even speaking the parents' language. So the parents can say, wait a minute, at home we were giving 2.5 mLs, why are you now giving 3 mLs? Something like that. So it gives the family the opportunity to check against their own experience of all the things they've been doing for maybe months or years and say, why are you guys doing something that we weren't doing? And again, it gives us the opportunity to explore those things and look for errors and all. And we catch, I hope there's no lawyers listening, but we catch things all the time. And that's why we do it that way, because we know that the patients are getting better care as a result of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've spent months with our loved ones in the hospital over 4 decades or so, and we've actually seen what was very close to death by decimal.
And, oh, absolutely.
Would you share with our class today what we mean by death by decimal?
Without a doubt, it's very similar to what you already said, which is, again, people making little errors. And there's we do math all day, every day, and there's just creates a lot of opportunity for, again, did you want that in micrograms or milligrams? You're off by a thousand, or something to run at 3 mLs per hour versus 30 mLs per hour. Those are the errors that we know people make, and in the hospital, we're very conscientious of it. I was involved in a situation where they had gotten a new computer system in, and the computer system was ordering a medicine by volume, and I was trying to order it by the actual amount, which is the amount in micrograms. And the people at the hospital, they had asked me to come out and help out at this hospital because they needed help in their critical care department. And when I found this error in their ordering system, they got very unhappy with me. And then I came back a month later to help them out for a few days more. And there was a big sign on the wall that said, this medicine will be ordered this way now. And it had to be a handwritten order now. They stopped using the computer system. And the problem was it was a medicine that came in 2 different concentrations. So if they used one concentration and gave it by that volume, the patient would be getting the right amount. And if they grabbed the wrong concentration of the medicine and just started running it at that volume, the patient would have gotten too much. And so I can assure you these sorts of things, they do happen. Whereas on the flip side, of course, I'm going to say, well, they don't happen to me.
Hold that thought. We're going into a break. We'll be right back. Class, we want to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take. At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top of the line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. The financial collapse of the United States is a mathematical certainty. There's no doubt about it. U.S. Air Force Captain and author John Reagan will explain why this will happen and what you need to do about it right now. We're not trying to scare you, but the collapse is coming. This and 150 seminars and exhibits are included in your pass. $8 online and $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28 and 29 at the Get Prepared Expo, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. Ladies, for $450, you can buy a brand new AR-15 rifle kit at the Get Prepared Expo. Because this AR-15 is a kit, there's no paperwork and no registrations required. It's totally private and all 100% legal. AR-15 kits and seminars on how to assemble them. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. AR-15 kits, $450 at the GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Dr. Matthew McCarrick is with us, medical doctor, and he's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo. He's a trauma and critical care medical doctor in the East Coast. He's in New Jersey. And he won the Patient's Choice Award in 2011. Dr. McCarrick, can you tell us about the changing relationships between how doctors and patients interact now?
Well, I thanks, Vinny. I think in many ways I find what I've seen in my career that things have gotten better, which might be surprising when people hear me say that. But actually being at the bedside, I think families are generally more educated now. And sometimes the lack of trust that has been instilled in them previously because of either bad experiences or something they saw on TV or concerns that they read about it's worked. It's forced people to do exactly like you were describing with your family, having somebody at the bedside, looking things up on your own, asking questions, asking people to justify everything that they're doing with the patient, whether that's their child or somebody else that they're there for. So once that happens, once the family engages the medical team that way, it gives us the opportunity to then work with them. And if they sit there passively, they'll never get over that hump. But if they don't spend time at the bedside, but if they are there and present and engaged, then that's actually the best situation for us as doctors and nurses and other medical professionals. So in my time, believe it or not, we think our relationship with the families that we work with directly are better than they ever were because of that involvement.
You know, I was thinking back to the time back in the 1950s and 60s when doctors would make house calls. What happened to that? Why is that no longer?
So much of that is not sustainable anymore. The number of patients that a doctor needs to see in order to pay their overhead has made that no longer possible. The world has gotten more expensive, and doctors relatively are paid a lot less than they were. And I know that is a pretty strong statement. There are still a lot of doctors out there that have a lot of money, but I get paid less than the people who trained me did 10 years ago. And again, I get paid a lot of money, but I also, my wife refers to the mortgage on our house as our second mortgage, because my medical school loan bills, she calls that our first mortgage because that's more money. So the world has changed in many ways. So that, you know, relationship has also altered, but a perfectly good example right along the vein of what you just mentioned was doctors used to make house calls. Well, furthermore, doctors used to come see their own patients in the hospital, and even that is not happening anymore. What you're seeing now, which I think everyone listening, you know, if they've been in a hospital recently has probably seen something like this, is that when a patient gets admitted to a hospital, the vast majority of them end up getting admitted to a hospitalist service, which is doctors that only work in the hospital, only see the patients while they're in the hospital, and then when they're done, they go back to their original doctor. So that relationship is not maintained.
How do you feel about that? Because I did not welcome that change here in Springfield,
no.
Missouri.
No.
We were told that, you know, you will not be able to, you know, in a year, this was a couple of years ago, they said in a year you won't be able to see your doctor should someone in your family be hospitalized. You will see a hospitalist, and then
right. When
discharged, then you'll be, you know, returned back to your doctor. But, you know, my doctor knows me. He can, you know, he recognizes me. I'm more than just a number. And he says, you know, he looks at me and he can say, Vinny, you've lost weight, you've gained weight. I mean, whatever the instantaneous reaction when he sees me next, he makes that. But the hospitalist has never seen me before.
Absolutely. No, we think that's a huge concern. And what I do is critical care. So it was always that way for us. If a patient is admitted to the ICU, their primary doctor is no longer involved in a way as a physician of record. So they can't write orders. They can't make changes. However, we've always wanted the primary doctors to stay involved as much as possible. So we call, if we have a patient in the ICU, we call their primary physician every day if we can and update
them. Hold that thought. We're going to a break. Class, we want to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take. At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top of the line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Matthew McCarrick is with us, medical doctor. And we're talking about all kinds of relationships that families have with their doctor and how medicine has changed. Dr. McCarrick, I know a woman who was probably around 30 years old in the Garden State where you are in New Jersey, and she was bitten by a tick. She became overcome with Lyme's disease, forgot where she was going. I mean, she would get in the car, go to the store, forget how to get home, forget how to drive, lose her way. A seriously debilitating disease, Lyme's disease. And you're going to be talking about bites and stings at the Get Prepared Expo. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the areas that I have a lot of interest in. I've lived in a few different places. I was down in Miami for a couple of years, and people in Miami are very brave, and they like to touch things that might have pointy things protruding from them, whether it be teeth or spikes or something else. And I also lived outside of the country for a while, so there was different things to be exposed to where I was. So I've had a chance to see a lot of those different types of things, and I don't know everything, that's for sure, but compared to most of the doctors that I work with, I've had more experience with those sorts of things than most of them have. So it's one of the areas of interest that I have, and I'm going to, at the expo, I'd like, you know, if we have some time, to do a small talk on that. And my biggest thing is I'm going to be in an area of the country where I don't tend to spend much time. I'm sort of hoping to get feedback from people on what their experiences were and get some stories from them, because these discussions often lead to really great stories.
Mm-hmm. And I'd love to show you around Missouri, and
right.
And you know I think you might find it fascinating how we have so much freedom here, relative freedom, I should say.
You mean more than New Jersey?
I can tell you this. Let me give an example. We built our farmhouse. We bought this couple hundred acres, and we decided to build a farmhouse, and we just brought in some excavation equipment. And for 18 months, we were hammering and banging and making all kinds of noise. And 18 months later, the revenue agent came from the county and said, I didn't know there was a house back here. And so that's what happened with us. So is that the case in the Garden State? Let me see. I think, okay. I think we lost Dr. Matthew McCarrick. But, okay. Can you, let me know if we get him back, okay? Let's see. I've got a text message coming in. It is not Dr. Matthew McCarrick. Would you like me to, I can give you his number. Would you like to call him? All right. Let's do this. Let me type it into the stack. All right. There's the first part. Here's the second part. And here's the third part. Let's see. I just verified that. Okay, great. We lost you there for a second, Matt.
Yeah. This is a good opportunity maybe to talk about aging infrastructure in certain areas of the country. I was on a landline thinking that would make it better, and we just got cut right off.
Yeah. Well, landlines are probably the most dependable. They're up 99.997% reliable. You know, as what I was saying is, over here in Missouri, we built a house, and it took 18 months to get it under roof. And so we were excavating and making a lot of noise. And so 18 months later, the revenue agent came from the county, and she said, I didn't know there was a house back here. So, you know, I don't think that's possible that you could get past a couple days in New Jersey with some excavation without somebody from the government showing up.
Not at all. We started building a deck behind the house where we currently live, and we were putting the – I have a friend who does that sort of thing. And so he and I were putting the footings in together, and it took us all of an hour. As we were putting the footings into the deck, the tax assessors showed up, and they counted the footings, and they assessed it based on that. We hadn't even started framing yet.
Yeah. So that's boy. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll show you some freedom here. You'll get a chance to see a whole bunch of us at the expo walking around with firearms on our hip. I don't think that happens too much in the Garden State either, does it?
Oh, no, you can't even talk. I unfortunately, and this is where I think having grown up here, but then moving to other places, living in other countries, living in other parts of the country, coming back, I it's been a hard adjustment for me to fit back in. And there's a lot of really great people in New Jersey, believe it or not. And I do like many things about it, but there's a lot of conversations that you can't even have with people. And strangely, I never considered myself to be a prepper. But I think as much as I never thought of that, I think I probably was without just even realizing it, because even where I work, I find a lot of people are coming up to me and asking me questions about prepper type things. And I kind of was saying, when did I become the expert on all of this? But I think once people realized that I was comfortable to talk about things like freedom or rights or even firearms in a public setting, that a lot of people started coming out of the woodwork. And I really enjoy having those kinds of conversations. But you'll find that in many places in New Jersey, you just wouldn't be allowed to talk about those things publicly without somebody getting offended. Like, again, somebody coming up to you at work and asking a question about a firearm, talking about guns in the workplace, you must be a threat to the people around you. And again, I try to do that in a way that's open and not be afraid of, you know, people being judgmental, but also in a way that's not, you know, offensive and crude. But it's a little bit of a tightrope walk in this area.
Yeah, and sometimes people will ask us, you know, why we carry a gun, and we'll say, well, it's too heavy to carry a cop, you know.
My sword is in the cleaners. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you're going to talk about something at the expo that very few medical doctors are willing to talk about, and that's five medicines. You know, what are the five medicines that you'd like to have that will do you the most good for most in most instances? I think is fascinating.
So yeah, that kind of is an odd topic that I didn't, again, this is one of the things that made me sort of wake up to the fact that I might be a prepper. I like to play a little game with the medical residents that I work with. Everybody likes to watch all the zombie shows and stuff on TV now. So that's something that you are allowed to talk about. And so I always, over the years, started asking the residents, you know, what would be, you know, four medicines or five medicines you would want to have in your bag if the zombies attacked, that kind of thing. And so it's a fun little game that I play with them, because I think they don't even realize many of the uses of even common medicines, some things that would, you know, are even over the counter. And so I ask them this question at the beginning of the week, and then at the end of the week, I force them to give me their answers. And interestingly, I've learned from them some things, which is kind of why I did it. I was curious to see what other people's opinions were, but it's turned into a really fun thing. And now people even show up when they're going to be doing rotations with me. I've had people come and say, oh, we were warned about you that you were going to ask this question. So people are even coming prepared now, which is pretty cool.
That's great. And so we're going to learn that from you at the Get Prepared Expo. One of the things that I'd really like to talk about with you is you're an inventor, okay? And you have developed this device called the Sling Bow. Can you share with us, and you've advertised this on USA Prepares and Genesis Communications Network, and that's how we first met. I heard your commercial. And so what I do is I call, when I hear a new commercial, I call that same number to see what kind of response I get. And I want to make sure that people who are advertising on this show are responsible, and they answer the phone, and they can talk intelligently to customers. And of course, I found all that with you, and that's how we became, you know, friends and associates, and you're on the broadcast. So, but how did this happen, this Sling Bow?
Well, I didn't think of the idea of a Sling Bow. In all fairness, the whole concept of a Sling Bow has probably, I think, the first patents from almost 100 years ago. But the reason why most people haven't seen them is because no one ever made a good one. And I think now it's one of those things that it's a good idea, and it's, I would say, its time has come. And so there's myself, and then there's a couple guys around the country who are making sling bows. And I like some of the other ones, and if anyone wants to hear me chat for a while at the show, I'll tell you exactly who I like and why. So there's me and there's a couple other guys, and we're out there producing these things in quantity now. And it's just something that I think is a great little idea, and it's a lot of fun, and it has a lot of really interesting uses. But I developed it when I was down in Florida, where that sort of thing was legal, and there wasn't quite so many rules. It's a nice little thing for small game hunting, and it's been a real adventure putting it all together.
You know, we used to make slingshots, yes. Which is a far removed from your tools, as a child, we used to make slingshots and shoot little pebbles. All the time. It was a common occurrence. But I guess now, are there restrictions on slingshots in New Jersey?
There absolutely is. So New Jersey has a very interesting law that it's not legal to have one without legal purpose. But because I sell them outside of the state of New Jersey, I have legal purpose. But New Jersey has some funny laws, and New York even has some funny laws about what you're allowed to do. But there are stores that are selling them, and I think, the biggest thing is, parents are paying attention and keeping their kids out of trouble. People tend to look the other way. But I think a slingshot is a great kind of way of introducing kids to the whole idea of how to, aim and shoot.
Okay, hold that thought.
Class, we want to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take. At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top-of-the-line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com.
The financial collapse of the United States is a mathematical certainty. There's no doubt about it. U.S. Air Force Captain and author John Reagan will explain why this will happen and what you need to do about it right now. We're not trying to scare you, but the collapse is coming. This and 150 seminars and exhibits are included in your pass. $8 online and $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28 and 29 at the Get Prepared Expo, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Ladies, for $450, you can buy a brand new AR-15 rifle kit at the Get Prepared Expo. Because this AR-15 is a kit, there's no paperwork and no registrations required. It's totally private and all 100% legal. AR-15 kits and seminars on how to assemble them. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. AR-15 kits, $450 at the GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Help me.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the TV for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Matthew McCarrick, MD, is with us, and his company, Slingbow.com, Slingbow.com. And you'll get a chance to meet him at the Get Prepared Expo. You'll get a chance to join him for some of the banquet meals. We have one on Friday night, setup night, Saturday night, and Sunday for lunch. So you're going to want to see him at his booth. You're going to want to try out the Slingbow. And certainly bring your medical questions for Dr. Matthew McCarrick. Tell us about the evolution of the Slingbow. How many different prototypes did you make before you said, this is it, this is great?
Oh, I can't even count. We've had to tweak it so many times, and we're still, it's still not in its, I think, final form yet. There's still things that we want to keep improving on, but we like what we've got so far. We have two models. The one, really so obviously it's just based off of a wrist rocket. So the old, wrist rocket that's been around for 30, 40 years. All we did was we put a clip on that to give the arrow rest, and, it works fantastically. I love it. And, so we also have one that's a complete redesign, but really, it's, you can see the evolution just by looking at them. The one is a slingshot that, is converted to a bow, and it goes right back to being a slingshot, but that's where it came from. And I think what's good about it is it is so obviously simple. It's not complicated.
Yeah. And, the one we have here at the farm, it was at the farm, our son saw it and, he and his college buddies, are now experimenting with it. It's an absolutely brilliant, simple, elegantly simple design. So I think it's going to be a big hit at the Get Prepared Expo. When you talk about medicine, you and I talked off air about an allergy classroom. What the heck is that all about?
Sorry, say again?
an allergy classroom.
Oh.
But, you know, so many young people have allergies now.
Absolutely. Well, my sons are a great example. I have a couple of kids, and there's so much changing in the world, and I know that these are the things that you guys talk about. I listen to your show whenever I can get it, although it's hard to get in New Jersey, so I have to go through whatever channels I can get to get information in this state. But you guys talk about stuff like this all the time. There's so many questions in medicine that are just not answered. I mean, whether it's allergies, autism, asthma, behavior issues, the world is a complicated place, and we don't have what we do know is we have a lot of questions. We don't have a lot of answers, but we know that things are changing. My one son is in a classroom that in his school, which is not very big, they took all of the kids with allergies and put them in one room. That way they could all, watch out for each other. And that's just unheard. That was not the case when I was growing up. So I'm a pediatric doctor, and we don't know what's going on. A lot of people have theories, and obviously we have to open our mind to some of those theories that people have.
Well, when our daughter was in public school, in the elementary school, she came home on a Monday with a rash all over her arms, mm-hmm. and we didn't know what was going on. And we thought, well, obviously it was something at school, something she ate, something happened at school. And really, we traced it down. It was very simple. They had some lice and some bugs, and mm-hmm. they did an aerosol bomb in the classroom.
Sure.
And they didn't wipe the desks off over the weekend when they did this. They opened the windows, I guess. She put her arms on her desk, as everyone else did, and had this immediate reaction. So we need to be concerned, and we need to be aware that these things can happen.
Well, yeah.
Dr. Matthew McCarrick, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
I'm really excited about you coming to the Get Prepared Expo. I'm delighted you're a part of the faculty. And I'm really interested in seeing if I can sneak away and get into your seminars at the Expo. That's Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, right here in Lebanon, Missouri. Thanks so much for joining the faculty class. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And you can visit slingbow.com, slingbow.com. Link on the website, page 1.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.